Bahrain Forum for Human Rights held a conference in Beirut on Friday to discuss the Bahrain's current political situation and honor human rights lawyer Mohammed Al-Tajer for defending rights activists in the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom. Organizers condemned the continuous clampdowns of peaceful protests in the Persian Gulf state, stressing that the security measures taken by the regime are further oppressing Bahrainis.
The regime is trying to use all resources available to disseminate a security methodology that will not benefit the Bahrainis and their safety. These security measures are being financed by the state with people's money and are being used to oppress protests agreed upon internationally for torture and for attacks on citizens.
Rights activists have asserted that despite condemnations by international rights organizations, the Al Khalifa regime's violations continue to escalate in oppressing its citizens.
The Bahraini regime is currently committing worse violations than any other time. In addition to detaining rights activists, citizenships are being revoked. Opposition members are forbidden from work, housing, and getting medical care. And professional staff is being substituted with foreigners based on their religious sects. And religious mosques and shrines are being destroyed.
Meanwhile, many criticize neighboring Saudi Arabia for its role in helping the Manama regime to crack down on anti-monarchy protests.
Saudi Arabia has admitted to funding these operations in Bahrain because it is not a democratic state that respects freedom. However, it is a tyranny with no constitution, political parties, or syndicates.
Peaceful pro-democracy demonstrations continue unabated for more than 2 years in Bahrain, despite the regime's harsh security crackdown on protests in the country. Security forces have killed scores of people and injured many more. Thousands of others have also been detained.
In recognition of Human Rights Day, Bahraini activists have gathered here in Beirut to question Al Khalifa regime's new security agreements and condemn its continuous oppression of its citizens. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.